يلا نتعلم فلسطيني. You know what, Basil? We talked قبل مرة, the first time, we talked about عيد الميلاد. يعني birthday. And the word يعني, that means. Okay, so when I say يعني, then I'm saying that means. Okay? So, birthday يعني عيد ميلاد.
Right.
وفي عيد الميلاد, you know, like, يعني أهم إشي, the highlight of it is what? Bring in the cake and happy birthday. سنة حلوة يا جميل, remember? سنة. Anyways, so that's the highlight. Once they, you know, they sing and they blow, the person blows the candle, they cut the cake, basically the party's done. So keep that in mind as we go through this lesson. This is lesson 48. لسه بكير. Still too early. Okay? So let them go through it, listen to it, and then we'll explain the different words in it. How about that?
Yeah, so let's listen to it three times and then we'll come back and break it down.
أول مرة.
وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
لا يا زلمة, ما انت عارف جيل اليوم. لهلا ما قطعوا الكيك.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
اتصلت وقالت إنها جاي بعد ما تأكل الكيك. تاني مرة.
وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
لا يا زلمة, ما انت عارف جيل اليوم. لهلا ما قطعوا الكيك.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
اتصلت وقالت إنها جاي بعد ما تأكل الكيك. ثالث مرة.
وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
لا يا زلمة, ما انت عارف جيل اليوم. لهلا ما قطعوا الكيك.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
اتصلت وقالت إنها جاي بعد ما تأكل الكيك.
Alright, we're back. وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
Where's Hannah? She still hasn't returned from the party?
وين هنّا؟ لسّا ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
Where is Hannah? She still hasn't returned from the party?
وين هنّا؟ لسّا ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
Where's Hannah? She still hasn't returned from the party?
لا يا زلمة, ما انت عارف جيل اليوم. لهلا ما قطعوا الكيك.
No man, you know kids these days. By now they haven't even cut the cake.
لا يا زلمة, ما انت عارف جيل اليوم. لهلا ما قطعوا الكيكة.
No man, you know this generation. By now they haven't even cut the cake yet.
لا يا زلمة, ما انت عارف جيل اليوم. لهلا ما قطعوا الكعك.
No, man. You know kids these days. By now, they haven't even cut the cake yet.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
You mean she called you, right?
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
You mean she called you up, right?
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
You mean she already called you?
اتصلت وقالت إنها جاي بعد ما تاكل الكيكة.
Yeah, she called and she said that she's coming after she eats some cake.
اتصلت وقالت إنها جاي بعد ما تاكل شوية كيك.
Yeah, she called and she said that she's coming after she eats some cake.
اتصلت وقالت إنها جاي بعد ما تاكل قطعة كيك.
Yeah, she called and she said she's coming after she eats some cake.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة. Okay. وين؟
Where?
هنا.
Is هنا.
لسه.
Still.
ما رجعت.
She hasn't returned.
من الحفلة.
From the party.
When
is where?
Where?
Yeah, we said that many times. So when Hana? So they're saying, where's Hana? Yeah, okay. And of course, there's no is, but it's just assumed. When Hana? Where Hana? Where mm-hmm. is Hana?
Is really Hana what is a girl's name.
Yes, Hana, common girl's name.
Oh, sometimes they say Hana. Mm. That's the classical way. Hana means happiness. Mm. But Palestinian accent, we say Hana. Mm-hmm. Lissa.
Lissa means still.
Ma رجعت.
So إرجع means to return. Mm-hmm. So رجعت means returned. So
she returned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking to a lady. So if you were saying it to me,
ما رجع.
ما رجع. Speaking about a guy, ما رجع. Mm-hmm. Speaking about a lady, ما رجعت. So لسه ما رجعت. Remember, ما negates the word coming after. So hasn't returned. She mm-hmm. still hasn't returned. Mm-hmm. She still hasn't returned.
Min el hafle.
Min from il the hafle party. Mm-hmm. So let's read that whole thing one more time.
Okay, and this is a birthday party.
Yes.
Okay. So when Hana lissa ma rijat min el hafle.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. Second one. La ya zalame. Man ta'arif jil el yom. لهلا ما قطعوا الكيكة. لا.
No.
يا زلمة.
No man.
ما انت عارف.
You already know.
جيل اليوم.
Kids these days.
لهلا.
By now.
ما قطعوا.
They haven't cut.
الكيكة.
The cake.
Okay. So let's break it down a little more, right? Mm-hmm. لا, we know that's...
لا means no.
No. يا زلمة.
يا زلمة is kind of like two guys talking to each other. But you know what? Even a girl could say it to another girl. It's really just a way to say like bro or dude or man. It's one of those like endearing terms. And everyone uses it, but it's mostly for guys. But everyone uses it, especially young people.
Yeah. And زلمة... It's a typical old Palestinian way of saying, hey man, mm-hmm.
Zalame. Ya Zalame. No, bro. No, man.
No, man. His wife. Because, you know. Ma in ma inta arif.
Okay, this is kind of like an expression. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you don't know.
You're acting like you don't know. Uh-huh. You know what's going on.
It really is. You already know. And then actually what comes up after, let's say the next part, then we'll put it all together.
Jil el-yom.
Jil el-yom kind of means the generation today's of today. Generation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but we kind of translated it to kids these days. So mm-hmm. you already know kids these days.
Nowadays.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of two old people like sitting around saying
parents.
Stuff like this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So she said, ma inta arif jil el-yom.
Yeah.
You already know the thing generation. About yeah.
You already know how they are, kids these days.
You know
days.
The drill about these people.
Uh-huh. Okay? And the big thing is actually we're putting together really two expressions. Ma anta arif jil el-yom. Those are really two things you should memorize individually, but they're both together here. Just to know.
And let's say you're telling me how you say it.
Ma anti arfe jil el-yom.
That's
ma
right.
Ma anti arfe.
جيل اليوم.
So say it to me.
ما انت عارف جيل اليوم. لهلا.
So لهلا, another expression. It means until now. So هلا is now. لا means kind of like to. So if we wrote by now or until now.
Up until this moment.
Yes, up until this now. Moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. ما.
They haven't.
قطعوا.
They haven't cut.
الكيكة.
الكيكة. The cake. Mm-hmm. كيكة.
قطع.
Means to cut. Yeah. But
قطعوا
turns it into they cut, past tense.
Mm-hmm.
They cut. قطعوا.
You can hear, if mm-hmm. you don't want to use the word keke, you say ما قطعوها.
قطعوها.
They didn't cut it. Mm-hmm. And it is feminine, keke. Right. Okay?
Yep.
Sometimes they say cake, but mostly keke. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's why I said it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي يعني
you mean
هي
she
اتصلت
called
فيكي
You.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean she called you already, right? Mm-hmm. That's really what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So yani is like. It's kind of a filler word. It also could mean like you mean.
Meaning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It means meaning. Mm-hmm. But it also could mean like. People use it in both mm-hmm. of those ways.
Mm-hmm. هي.
She.
اتصلت.
اتصل means to call. So اتصلت means she called. Past tense.
If I want to say, if we're talking about Basel, we say اتصل. The girl would be اتصلت.
Uh-huh.
The boy would be اتصل.
She called, he called.
Uh-huh. يعني هي اتصلت فيكي.
فيكي. So this is actually putting two words together. في means in. But mm-hmm. فيكي.
Fi
inti.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, when we mix those together, it turns to fiki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're speaking to a male, you'd say.
هو اتصل فيك.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So he said, يعني هي اتصلت فيكي. Okay. She answers, اتصلت وقالت انها جاي بعد ما تاكل قطعة كيك.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, before we said la. La is no. Means yes.
Or yeah.
اتصلت.
She called.
وقالت.
And she said.
إنها.
That she.
جاي.
Is coming.
بعد.
After.
ما تاكل.
She eats.
قطعة كيكة.
A piece of cake. Or some cake.
Let's go back and see if the words can be broken a little bit more. How about that, Basil? Mm-hmm. Is very simple, yes.
Yes.
اتصلت.
اتصلت. So she called, remember.
Okay.
اتصل means he called. اتصلت means she called.
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
اتصلت وقالت.
And قال means to say. قالت means she said, past tense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you said it to me...
قال. Mm-hmm. اتصل وقال. باسل اتصل وقال.
Yeah. باسل called and said. So, هي اتصلت وقالت.
Mm-hmm.
She called and said.
إنها.
So, إنها is that she.
جاي.
جاي means coming.
بعد ما تاكل الكيك.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
After she eats some cake.
بعد ما تاكل قطعة كيك.
Mm-hmm.
So here we say قطعة كيك.
Yeah, a piece of cake.
يقطع, we at an earlier sentence we said قطعوا الكيك. Mm-hmm. They cut the cake, mm-hmm. right? So يقطع is cut. Okay? قطعة means a cut piece, mm-hmm. basically.
Mm-hmm. So notice basically like a cut of cake is like a cut, a piece is derived from the word cutting.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically all.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a piece. Okay, so listen to it again and try to pick the little words that we learned, like la, it's a, keke. Okay, so let's have them listen to it and get a little bit more feel for this conversation.
Definitely.
أول مرة.
وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
لا يا زلمة، ما انت عارف جيل اليوم لهلا ما قطعوا الكيك.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
اتصلت وقالت انها جاي بعد ما تاكل الكيك. تاني مرة.
وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
لا يا زلمة، ما انت عارف جيل اليوم لهلا ما قطعوا الكيك.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
اتصلت وقالت انها جاي بعد ما تاكل الكيك. ثالث مرة.
وين هنا؟ لسه ما رجعت من الحفلة؟
لا يا زلمة، ما انت عارف جيل اليوم لهلا ما قطعوا الكيك.
يعني هي اتصلت فيكي؟
اتصلت وقالت انها جاي بعد ما تاكل الكيك. اوكي. So here we're talking about a birthday.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And the daddy, he wants the girl to come home, you know, and she's just having fun at a party. Mm-hmm. She wants to eat some cake. You know, the cake is the last thing that happens in a party.
Yeah, sometimes.
You
know,
it's like if you leave before the cake, it's like you haven't been to the birthday cake.
Yeah, actually, right. It's the
party. I mean, birthday cake, birthday party.
Yeah, you really, yeah.
Okay. And a new word, جيل اليوم. Mm-hmm. Yeah, جيل means generation. اليوم is today. So mm-hmm. today's generation, that means the current generation. Mm-hmm. The people of the current generation, they call it جيل اليوم.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good word to learn. Cake, sometimes they say keke, sometimes they keke. And sometimes they say torta, when it's got a lot of decoration and stuff.
Which one do you use most commonly?
Keke.
Keke.
Mm-hmm. Keke. Mm-hmm. Our cake. There's a saying my mom would say, جيل الموضة العشرة بيضة.
Remember in the last episode we said موضة means fashion.
Fashion.
So جيل الموضة.
So جيل means generation. موضة, that means, you know, the ones that are like in fashion, in the coolest generation, mm-hmm. the new generation. العشرة, 10 of them, بيضة. For an egg. So she's basically saying 10 of them for one egg. يعني they're worth nothing. Because she's talking about how the older generation worked so hard to do things. And the new generation, they have all these things and, you know, under their fingertips and stuff. And so, you know, they're not as hard working as the old generation were. That's how it is. But, you know, that's how she saw it.
Yeah, old people always complaining about young people.
Yeah, I know. 10 of them for an egg.
So you guys, 10, yeah.
10 are worth an egg.
That's crazy.
Yani, that means each one is worth 1/10 of an egg.
Old people are always complaining about nothing.
Much ado about nothing, right? Okay, so hopefully she'll hurry up and eat that cake and come home because the daddy's getting worried.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cake is common?
Well, you know, in a birthday cake, just a vanilla chocolate. Most of the people, they like chocolate.
Mm.
But it could be anything. Nowadays, they're so elaborate with cakes and they make, you know, different shapes and different things. And they put on it all kinds of little toys or plastic things. Or they make flowers out of...
And people frosting. Are making them fresh, or you think they're buying them?
Mostly on a birthday, they buy them. Mm. Unless your mom is a good cake maker, because on a birthday the cake is like the highlight of the evening. So most of them they would buy it. Yeah, most of them they would go to the you know, to the bakery and just tell them what they want on it, you know, mm-hmm. and just bring it last minute.
You know, what party. I'm really wondering is, like, do they have the same kinds of cakes as the people in the West have? Like, are they the kind of cakes people are familiar with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
How long do you think they've been doing that? Where do you think they got it from?
I would say, it's been around all my life. I would say, to start with, the traditional cakes are like namura and those, you know, the eastern. Mm-hmm. I think this came like with the French and the British.
Okay.
When they ruled. And, you know, with anything, there's positive and negative.
Yeah, this is the only good thing we got from those people.
From the British.
They brought
and
cakes.
The British, you know, they like sweets. That's why they like sweets. And the French are masters of all the... you know, the delicate sweets.
That's true. That's one thing they're good at.
Yes. And so, you know, we learned. And they learned from us. We learned from them. It's like anything in life. When people meet from different cultures, different background, if they are honest and they are looking for the betterment of each other, they will exchange information mm-hmm. about everything. But, you know, those... these are the things we got. We didn't get all the secrets.
Right.
But we got some things, and we taught them many things. Who doesn't eat hummus nowadays?
Right, that's true.
Right? Yeah.
So I think it's time for you guys to listen to this over again if you missed anything, and try to listen for some of these new words and new phrases and new expressions we use, because in this lesson there actually is a few that are kind of complicated, but we'll definitely touch on them again. So no worries about that. But yeah, we appreciated having you yet again.
And go enjoy a cake.
Yes.
Okay. As always, we wish you and bid you peace. Always. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yay, yay, yay. Guys, you still here? Yabaye. You came along for this lesson. We've enjoyed having you. You can support us by donating on patreon.com/learnfalastini. And come follow us on Instagram @learnfalastini. Ahla wa sahla.